Okay, many sodas in tonight's learning. Many, many important concepts. First and foremost, I would like to finish off a Mishnah which we did not see yesterday, and we've got to see it. We spoke about emotional well-being. It's very important, emotional, psychological. We've got Mishnah about that. I think it's fascinating. What do you think about this Mishnah in Tzivkot Lamed Ches? By the full stop. Ninal Adeles Bifnei Tinoik. A door is locked in front of a baby. A baby's locked in a room. Baby being locked in a room. Tinoik, a baby locked in. Shover Adeles, you're allowed to break the door open. Who might see and take out the baby? What's the chiddush? Obviously, if he's locked in, you're allowed to. Because half a peel though, shemefatzeloisam kamin eitzim shurunim locha. You're breaking this door and you're making. You don't have the key. You couldn't find the key to break open the door. You made into pieces of wood. Shenasim kamin esorim iksomim lad locha. You're now preparing those. This door now becomes a made out of parts of wood. You can now. It's now fire worthy, and you can now make those. This door is now. In other words, you have made this into proper pieces of wood, which is not a proper melacha. He didn't just negatively break into the door. You actually physically, by breaking into it, physically made firewood. Nevertheless, the breaking open is permitted. Shema yivas atinuk v'yom. Perhaps the baby's going to be scared and he's going to die. V'loyam rinon, and we will not say she'ef shalekar. We will not say that you can play make noises, calming noises, with toys or with nuts. Until they bring the keys. Even though, after this, you're going to use up the door, the piece of the wood of the door, you're going to end up using it for other positive purposes. Nevertheless, it's muta. Because that was not your intention. Rabbi say, you're allowed, you have a baby, the cholila, that is locked in. A young child is locked in. You cannot find the key. It's Shabbos afternoon. You've got a few more hours to the Motzei Shabbos. You've got two options. You can either calm him down. There's no emergency now. You can calm him down by playing, by speaking to him. You can even make noises, calming noises, and he'll be. There's no acute danger here. There's no acute danger. Or, perhaps, are you allowed to break into this, through this door, and the door will. It's not just a negative breaking, it's just. But actually, you're going to end up using this door for other purposes, which means that you're actually positively creating something by breaking the door. It's an important element, because otherwise it will only be a mekalkel. Mekalkel is not the melacha d'oraisa. So we're establishing that even if you're not mekalkel, but you're positively creating something by breaking this door open, nevertheless, are you allowed to calm the baby, break into the door, take the baby out, and he'll be happier. A yid. Rabbi Gideon says, perhaps get a goy to do it. What do you think about? What's your thoughts? Out of this door, I suppose it's an old-fashioned door, and the point being that you're going to use up the door still for something positive. The Mishnah wants to establish the fact that by breaking it, it's not a mekalkel, it's not a soise. It's a soise amenas livnois as well. It's really a side point. All it is that when you're breaking it, you're actually doing melacha d'oraisa. That's really the point, because you can use the door for something else.
It's not your intention to use it. I don't understand. It's not your intention to use it for firewood.
Yeah, nevertheless, it's a deraisa. Forget about his point. I'm not forget, but it's not crit. The point is not so much. This is just in order for us to understand that it's actually a Torah melacha as opposed to rabbinical.
Is it
pikuach nefesh? You're questioning, is it pikuach nefesh or not? So Rabbi said, we're learning over here a fantastic yesod, that yes, this is considered pikuach nefesh, and why is so? Because Shema Yivas Atinoik V'yomus, we don't have an acute danger in front of us now, but it is close. We've got a little child over here. He's probably not 10 or 8. He's probably 4 or 6. And we don't know how long he'll become. Could be that eventually he's going to freak out from fear. And from the, and we're learning now. We're learning that fear, that's what we're learning now. Fear is danger. If he's going to, for a child, Al Kaponim, he could get into a state that he'll be really, really, really scared. Even if he's not. But Kavachom, if he is now scared, you're allowed to break. So Pikuach Nefesh, this is Pikuach Nefesh. This emotional, this not a phobia, this danger, this emotional well-being of him freaking out from so being so scared, that is, not only when he's in that state, but what could lead to a state of immense fear. For a child, that is considered pikuach nefesh, and yes, you're allowed to break through the door. Although it's a melacha d'oraisa, you're allowed to break through the door and get him out of there. Could be. You could even calm him down by playing and making some noises. Nevertheless, we're not assured. We don't have confidence in that. Chances are he'll still get really, really scared. You're allowed to break through the door and a melacha d'oraisa and get the child out of the locked room. Emotional well-being, psychological. It's telling us that somebody's really, really scared. It's pikuach nefesh. It's amazing. Yeah.
Just to clarify, are we saying in every case where the child is trapped, it's a chiyuv to break the door and that we are always worried about his fear?
So I think there will be a point that the answer is going to be no. Now, I don't know what age it is. If I picture myself a 10-year-old child, and we're talking about a couple of hours before Motzei Shabbos, then I'd probably say, you could probably explain it to him, he might be able to be okay. Perhaps not. I think that to say categorically, it's more to break through this door open, I think that we'll have to, there will be a point that we're going to say, no, he's mature enough, he's got cognitive abilities to understand that it's not a psychotic, and therefore we'll be fine.
Thinking maybe even you've got a 2.5-year-old, but if he doesn't seem unhappy,
yeah, perhaps. Perhaps so. Perhaps you're right. It could be. I mean, with a 2.5-year-old, I'd be probably quite nervous. Leading to your point, Goy or Yid who is doing this. So now, that's really interesting. Are we talking about a Yid breaking through the open? The answer is yes. In principle, yes, but not completely. Why? Because that's Mishnah Berurah doesn't say, but that's the way I understand the Mishnah Berurah. When do we say Yid should do the melacha by pikuach nefesh? What we have done now is we've identified as the potential pikuach nefesh, sakonis pikuach nefesh. We learned yesterday, when is it that a Yid, when it comes to real, genuine pikuach nefesh, when does a Yid do the melacha, when does a Goy do melacha? So we discussed yesterday that what's the halacha? Always a Yid, because it's a mitzvah, or it's because it's, a Yid should always do it. According to the Ramah, slightly different. What's according to the Ramah, the halacha? If it doesn't delay at all, then if it doesn't delay at all, ask a Goy, do a Shinui, ask a Kotten. So now this will probably be fit in that category, I believe. So if you've got a child in there, if I can ask a Goy to do it, he will cost me 20 minutes. But I can get a goy out to do it. I can probably get. But if I do it myself, it's going to be now, instant. And if it's a goy, it's going to cost me 20 minutes. Will the delay affect the zakonas nefashas? I think it's fair to argue, no, it won't affect the pikuach nefesh. He's okay now. He's not screaming out loud. He's not in a state. He might get into a state. It's reasonable to assume that in an hour he'll be crying and screaming. But now he's still okay. So this 15, 20 minutes, I'm making up the amount of time, but this amount of time that will take me to get a goy might be a very good example now that this will, the Ramah, in here the Ramah will say, get a goy, do a shinui, because it doesn't affect the pikuach. What do you tell Rabbi Feingold? Could that be pshat? Could that be true? Or will you say that, no, he's a suffix pikuach nefesh, break in yourself, the child might be screaming soon, the door is locked, he's going to get into a state, break yourself through the door, do the melacha d'oraisa, and go for it now. What do you taina? Or perhaps the goy?
Sounds like the Ramah yesterday was saying the minhag is to be makel, machmir, where there's makom to be. but that anyone who followed the Mechaber wouldn't be over.
Wouldn't be over, certainly so. Yeah, certainly so. Yeah. Okay, so Rabbi Yisai, we've got over here a very important Yisoid. There's a few Yisoids in this Mishnah Berurah. Point number one, we're seeing that a child who is in fear, who is in state of fear, although physically it's not a danger, but he's scared, this is considered pikuach nefesh. And that's halacha lemaisa. A child that is scared is pikuach nefesh. Point number one, point number two, we're learning that one is allowed to be there for Doiche Shabbos, and at times even through a Yid. There is a similar comparison, we'll maybe speak about this later by Yoledes and Simin Shilama. There's halacha that you're allowed to make a light for Yoledes. If she's a child, she's about to give birth. She's allowed to make light a candle for, which is a melacha d'oraisa. What if she's blind? Would you be allowed to?
Still put in mind for her.
Very good. So the halacha is that yes, even if she's blind, you're allowed to do melacha d'oraisa to light a candle for the yeledes, because she feels assured that others can see what's going on. The nurse can see. Pardon? Oh, that's a good one. I don't know what's pshat in that. I don't know. It's a really good question. I don't know. Yeah. Very good. We have to keep your question for Simin Shilam. It's a good question. I don't know the answer. But our Kaponim, we see. Yeah, but why is it? Why is this Issa Doicha? But our Kaponim, we're seeing over here the same element that you're allowed to do for emotional well being. You're allowed to do. It's considered pikuach nefesh, and there too for the emotional well-being of this yeledes, you're allowed to do a melacha d'oraisa, similar to here. Although perhaps fear is worse. Any other examples of tremendous fear? They're allowed to do chil shabbos for fear, although there's no physical danger. Where else could that apply? The child is scared. By the way, if you think thunder. Would there be something that could help?
Anyway, no.
Yeah, I can't know what she can do. Yeah.
There's an example where you don't say the mental health of a child is an issue. If there's a child who is screaming that he wants his mummy or his daddy to pick him up, and he's holding a stone,
so yeah,
we're make to pick him up. But if he's holding money, we're not allowed to be make to
correct.
Pick him up. And so even if he's like apoplectically,
yeah.
Even if he's, you know.
Yeah, we're doing. Yeah, in that case.
We aren't. So
we're not going to be. Yeah.
There's something of a steerer there.
I hear something to think about. Rabbi Yisai, see if you're dull, we continue. Okay. Now, I don't know which illness well, its medical treatment is to take a good piece of meat. I don't know. Which dangerously ill person needs to put up a good schnitzel? Pardon? Yeah, meat will do the tray? Okay, so we're assuming, let's go with that for now. Yeah, that he needs a good... So, he needs meat. He's in danger and he needs meat. By the way, not chicken meat, real meat. Shoichtim loy. You're allowed to shecht for him. Now, shechit on Shabbos, we all know, is melacha d'oraisa, netilas neshama. You're allowed to shecht for him. You've got two options here now. You can either give him treifa meat, Tesco's own, whatever, which is, or he can eat it and it'll be fine, or you shecht the cow in the back garden and you give it to him. What's better? To shecht an animal, which is melacha d'oraisa, or to give him treifa meat? What would you say instinctively? Shecht. Don't give him a treifa piece of. What would you say? Shecht. Shecht on Shabbos. Shecht on Shabbos. Aval, so the Mishnah Berurah says, the Shulchan Aruch says, shoichtim lo, you will shecht for him, ve'einorim nechalim, don't give him Tesco's own meat. Aval, but, himoya choyle tzorech lachila le'alta, but, he said that if he needs it instantly, and he's an available tray for meat which is available now, and the shechita will delay matters a little bit, you're allowed to feed the nevela. So the answer is, Rabbi Yisai, you will give the nevela. So the question is, why exactly? Why is it? So Rabbi said, just to get this clear, you're allowed to shecht for him. It will not give him the nevela. We'll shecht for him. Ideally, shecht for him and don't give him the nevela the day for meat. But if he needs it now, and the nevela is available now, and if you shecht the meat, it's going to take another bit of time. It will delay matters. And that's no good because he's in danger. So you are also allowed to give him the nevela. If there's no alternative, it's too long, you're allowed to give the nevela. But ideally, you shecht rather than give the nevela. If no option, you will give the nevela. The question is, why so? This is the chayle sheish bezakona. Chayle sheish bezakona. He's in danger. And we want to know now, we have to choose the better of the two devils. Is such an expression?
Evils.
Okay. The better one of the two. One is to have the tefer meat or to shecht on Shabbos. The halacha is, shechting is better. Why? Why? Let's try to understand why. What's the reason for it? Why? Why is that the better of the two? Metamtem. You are mentioning Timtum. Very interesting. Timtum, which is a yesod, the Gemara in Chulin tells us, that when a person eats nevela, besides the fact that there is a, the fact that he's doing issa of eating the nevela, there's an additional element as well. The Gemara tells us that anybody who eats a bit of trefa, it's also metamtem. The literal translation is perhaps that he makes him numb. That's a better translation of Timtum.
Becomes part of his.
Yeah.
Because part of body,
yeah, and it will yeah, and it will it affects a person's yeah. Spiritual well-being. It does. So therefore, better Rabbi Frankel says better to go for the chilul Shabbos rather than have the nevela because nevela is another element there as well. It's the timtum part. Good. Now you're making anocha, which is probably a correct anocha, but you're making anocha that when you're eating something bepikuach nefesh. And that there is timtum still. Because you're eating better. You're eating something with permission. You're saying once there is a choice, it's not. To me, you're saying that if a person has no option and is eating the nevela, it could be there's no timtum. But here, since there is an option, interesting. We're going to see something very similar in the Mishnah Berurah. Sheikh Tanoi Sifkot Lamed Tes Mishnah Berurah, third wide line. How about Tamin Emrah? There's various reasons brought down. This, by the way, Machloek is Rishonim. And it's all brought down the Rishonim. What are the reasons why? And they all have got great nafkaminas la'alocha. Very big nafkaminas la'alocha. What is the reason why we're going to shecht an animal rather than have him eat the teskos? Yesh oimim, mishum the Shabbos hutril tzel pekuach nefesh. Some say, there's an intrinsic lomdisha difference between Shabbos and nevela. Shabbos is hutril tzel pekuach nefesh, it becomes muta. He's as if the hilcha Shabbos don't apply. When it comes to the pekuach nefesh case, then Hilcha Shabbos doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. Pikuach Nefesh, Shabbos does not exist. So it's Heter. But Nevela, it is in reality a Nevela. So you better do the Chilul Shabbos, which Shabbos doesn't exist, in this particular case, rather than have the Nevela. L'chein Shoichtim lo kidech Shoichtim b'yomtev. You therefore do Shecht, the same way you Shecht on Yomtev. Shechit on Yomtev is permitted. So you Shecht as on Yomtev. V'afil Yisrabon in Machin lo Yisrabon Shef Shalish Chod. And even if there is an Yisrabon, even if this meat, he said, the Rabbonon Issa only, nevertheless, you're going to do the Shechita instead. Because it's Hutter altogether. But many Rishonim argue, and they hold, no. Don't go as far and say that Shabbos is Hutter altogether. The Chil Shabbos doesn't exist at all. He's not considered an Issa at all. No, don't go that far. It's true. It's just pushed away. And therefore, at Atam, who Meshema Yekatz Be'achil as Nevedev Lo'yechal Ve'istaken. No, the reason is all a different reason. The reason why we're telling him to have some, to do the Chilul Shabbos rather than have the Tefer Meat is, you know, how will that ill person feel when eating that nevela? How is he going to feel? So you're going to tell him to eat. You say, yeah, I've got this meat is going to make you feel much better. And you bring him this Tefer nevela, you're going to make him feel, he's not going to feel much better. He's probably going to feel a lot worse. Kotz is disgusted. It's repulsive to him to eat this meat. Chilul Shabbos won't matter to him so much. But then he's going to be, there's a danger by eating something psychologically, there's a danger by him eating something which is teif. He's going to be disgusted.
Like I said before, but the giving of the shechita is pushing, it's not saying double dozen, it's just pushing Shabbos.
Correct. And there, so the reason is, it's a, yes, but the question is, why rather than shech, why is it better to shecht an animal? Why is it better to shecht an animal than to have a teif for meat? Is it going to be the yeah? That's the explanation given in the Achronim. No, he won't know. If he doesn't know, what happens if he doesn't know? What happens if you can hide it from him? Good question. Perhaps I'll give you a similar scenario. Very similar scenario. So what happens if it's somebody actually? Let me just finish. I'm going to give enough kmina locha. Let's just finish Mishnah Berurah. Another very interesting reason in the Ran. The nevela over a kozayis meno. How many? If you eat a teif of meat, how many averus do you actually do? Every kozayis that you eat is an issur on its own. One kozayis, another. I don't know how great the appetite is of this ill person. Remember, he's in emergency room. Yeah, but he's going to whatever he eats is a kozayis. He's an issa on its own. Every kezais, independent, is an issa. V'chomim issa lav. The Shabbos, and on Shabbos, the shechita is one issa. So, you have to balance it out.
It's a much better time.
Yeah, they each have kashas, but yes, so therefore, v'lefiz evadei mutav lavo evloi shele issa da... Now the question that continues Mishmuv Hine, what happens if he doesn't care? He says, I don't mind this novella. I'm quite happy. I always want to know how Sainsbury's meat. I always chalashing for that. Now I've got a golden opportunity. He wants to know how Goisha Chaza feels, tastes like. Now is a golden opportunity. He said, I don't really mind. Which is a bit similar to your case, Rabbi Frankel, of him not knowing at all. How Kaponim to sell off cuts doesn't apply. He's not disgusted by that. Whether he doesn't know, or he doesn't mind. He said that could be enough coming out of locha. It is better to give the nevela. Yes, it is better to give the nevela. There we go. And this leads to the following shayla. Rabbosai, halacha lemaisa. What is that? This is a real shayla in the poskim. What happens if you have a person that is just not fum? That's the one you want to ask. He doesn't, you know what? Don't tell me cuts. Don't tell me he's disgusted by teifim, because he's not. He doesn't. When you go to his kitchen, you'll find pretty much the same kind of meat. Oh, so that would be enough kamina. So if you go going into cots, if you go going to read enough cots, that is disgusted, he's not. For him, he's not disgusted, and he should go for the nevela. But if you go according to the reason of kezais, call kezais for kezais, if you're going to reason that there's much more isurim in eating a nevela than doing a shechita, here you should still, it's better to shecht. So it depends according to which reason you go.
But even if he doesn't know, No,
because Lemaisa it's is it if Ne'iva if he doesn't know?
If he doesn't know and he's
fraud, well, depends.
You're going to give him the tray for me.
Will it be if neiva? No, it's not if neiva because it's permitted for him to eat at this stage. It's bekoach nefesh. Yeah. Well, 1 second. You want to say something? Probably. Mishnah Berurah. Machne Yisrael.
Yeah. So didn't he say there that it's worthwhile giving the Russian non-frum soldiers, the Jewish soldiers, kosher meat? They were going to eat nevela anyway, but the more kosher meat they ate, less nevela they were eating.
Oh, that's interesting.
And so he wanted to bring a halacha that it's that there is a qualitative difference in issa depending on the quantity of meat that you eat.
I don't know that Machne Yisrael. I don't know. I can't comment on it. I don't know the Machne Yisrael. I don't know that shekel. I don't remember it. Okay, so Rabbi said this is very interesting. So that's the Mishnah Berurah Paskins Lemaisa that. That's a, that he said it's better to give the nevela if if he's not kotz. An interesting. We won't have time to go into that. So we'll finish here. Let me just recap what we covered tonight. We discussed the Mishnah Berurah of the door, breaking through a door if there's a scared baby in the inside the locked area. So Mishnah Berurah says you're allowed to break it through because he might get scared and he might die. So it's mutter to break through. It's a melacha d'oraisa. We learned that if a person is a chodesh yesh b'zakona and he needs meat, you're allowed to shecht for him and you will not give him the nevela. Various reasons given in the Rishonim and in the Mishnah Berurah. However, if we are talking about a scenario that shechting will take a lot longer, then you are allowed to give him the nevela according to all opinions. So that's it for tonight. More on this topic tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Good evening.